Scripture text is found in Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to 13. Titus chapter 1. Verse 5 to 13. For this cause, let I be in Crete, that thou shalt set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop, an elder is a bishop, take note, must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no slacker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he had been taught, that he may be able by found in sound doctrine, both exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, hating things that which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. The topic of my message this morning is the importance of elders. Last Lord's Day, Dr. Jeffrey Koo spoke to you about deacons. Deacons means servants in the part they play in the church to take care of the more mundane things, such as serving tables, according to Acts chapter 6, 1 to 7. They should be of honest report, full of Holy Ghost, whom the Lord might set over the business. Now this week is our annual congregational meeting required by law, when we not only have annual reports of the church, but also we have our first election of elders and deacons. The session. So it is now my turn to speak on the importance of elders. Originally, the Presbyterian system allowed only elders to be intercession, which governed the church. It is still so with the American BP churches. In fact, the word Bible Presbyterian is derived from our American friends. And how I thank God for my teacher and principal. He was president of the board of directors of Faith Seminary, from whom I learned so much to stand on the Lord's side. But when I joined as a pastor of a Teochew Sanyatin Church, Teochew or Swathow speaking, they had already adopted a modified system of having deacons included in the session to govern the church. After 12 years of serving at Prinsep Street, we had built our own new church at Gilstead Road. And when it was completed in the year 1963, we came over and we have been worshiping until very lately, when for the faith we separated to worship and true life, RALC. At this juncture, it is expedient for me as a pastor to inform the new congregation of true life and to talk on the importance of elders. Paul writes to Titus, chapter 1, verse 5 to 13, which I did just now. And it talks especially on elders. But elders are also called bishops. The first word, elders, refers to a man. But the second word, bishops, refers to the function of the office they hold. What are the functions of elders? The most important functions are to rule, to guard the body, reveal truth from any error. That is why Paul, when he wrote on elders in Timothy, although he stated briefly, he said, elders must be apt to teach. And when it comes to Titus, he elaborates a great deal on elders. An elder must hold to the faithful word as he has been taught. Taught by whom? By Paul and by seniors. So that they may, with sound doctrine, exhort and convince those who err. You know, there are so many errors we can make if we don't stick close to the Word of God. And there are so many errors that they purposely commit For what reason? For filthy lucre's sake. Twice this is mentioned. Filthy lucre is very beautiful English. But to a Singaporean, when they come to worship, I believe many people do not know what it is talking all about. So here is a place for good education. And the pastor must always explain. Filthy lucre means dirty money. And that is a very beautiful saying by Reverend Wang Mingtao, the first Christian of China, Wang Mingtao, so famous. He served his communist prison sentence for 23 years. And he says, let never any money soil your hand. Sometimes negligence, sometimes unhappily it happens, and it may not be much. And then we will be guilty. But I thank God for my grandfather. He was a minister of the church. And when he forgot to pay somebody just only 5 or 10 cents, he walked back to get it cleared right away. And a very good teaching. Wang Mingtao says, if you borrow money, return as quickly as possible. But my doctrine is, never borrow money. And if you borrow, you must return, yes. If you really cannot help it, repay right away. Money is a very important matter. But I'm not good in a matter of money to count. If I count, I may put in the wrong column. Shoot my old goal. Here is a good lesson. Well, elders are to correct any error that is seeped into the church. And for illustration, I use one that happened to our church before he came out, which should remind us forever. We had two assistant pastors. I had two assistant pastors at Life Church. And they were my students, graduated from the Far Eastern Bible College. Suddenly they spoke at the faculty meeting. Sorry, both of us have found mistakes in the Bible. So we cannot take the oath which they have been taking as teachers at every college graduation. When I heard that, I was truly shocked. And I made a statement right away that our Bible is 100% perfect. 100% perfect. Without any mistake. Well, the two assistant pastors and teachers of the college had to resign. But because Life Church as it has grown to a figure of 1,700 odd after 55 years, 53 years. They have a preponderance of deacons over elders in the church. Our session of elders and deacons therefore increased to 30 or 39. And as the deacons did not know much doctrine, they succumbed to the assistant pastors. And as our elders were divided, and some elders stood with me only, I had to withdraw. That is how today you are here. The elders we are going to present to you, who are nominated with the pastor, who should be the leading, ruling and teaching elder. I ask you to elect, after serious searching of the heart. So, are the deacons presented to you by the nominating, by the interim committee? Because we are a new church, we are just starting out, it cannot be helped but that way. Before God, it is a duty to cast your vote for the names of nominated elders and for the names who are nominated deacons. I believe God has infallibly guided us to this point, to what the interim committee has done. So now he is happy to receive your concurrence.